the hot light being on just kind of attracts you to Krispy Kreme.
Jimmy Menace of Hiddenite, North Carolina, still remembers his aunts bringing home Krispy Kreme donuts when he was 5 years old. 4 decades later, he's still a loyal fan, stopping for fresh donuts about twice a month. His favorite?
The glazed donuts. Don't care nothing for the rest of them, just the glazed.
A sweet aroma fills the air inside the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Stratford Road in Winston-Salem. It's a popular spot for city resident Nicole Allred.
I love the smell. We come here with our friends. We take Krispy Kremes to work. We kind of all gather over them and share with everybody, and it just puts a smile on everybody's face, and it's great.
At this store, about 3,200 donuts are made per hour. Larger stores can produce up to 12,000 donuts per hour. The process starts with a company's special proprietary mix, which is made daily at a production facility on Ivy Avenue near East Winston.
Every single donut comes along with care and precision, and there's really an art behind it.
Brody Bowen is the general manager at the Stratford Road store.
That humming that you hear in the background right now, that is actually our large mixer where the dough goes in and just starts beginning the process of mixing, but this is where it mixes for 14 minutes and then comes out as a finished dough before we begin cutting it.
After the dough is cut and shaped, it's ready for cooking.
They are then deposited into our fryer. They are set on one side, and the original glaze fries for 110 seconds, just under 2 minutes. Halfway through the fryer, we have a little device that we call our flipper, and it flips the donuts, so that way they get cooked evenly on both sides, and each side comes out golden delicious.
The donuts are then cooled before they move through a waterfall of sugar glaze.
I got glaze in my veins because I'm a Krispy Kreme donut maker.
Production specialist James Long has been making donuts at Krispy Kreme for 33 years.
You know, it's all about the people and the people that comes in to Krispy Kreme, and we have to check the glaze every 15 minutes to make sure we get a quality donut that everybody should have, and not having that thickness on it. We want to have that shine on that donut.
The story of Krispy Kreme began in 1937. That's when founder Vernon Rudolph bought a secret yeast donut recipe from a New Orleans French chef. He rented a building in what is now historic Old Salem, and on July 13th, he began selling the donuts to local grocery stores. Bowen describes some donuts get a little more hands-on treatment.
Every single donut is picked up, one in each hand. Each donut is then inserted, and it's got its own filling injected in it, two at a time. It takes a little bit of experience and a lot of love to make the product look great and to taste the way we want it to.
Whether they're glazed or cream-filled, they're a favorite treat for people of all ages.
I love donuts.
You like donuts? Do you have a favorite donut?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the glazed?
Yeah.
The first time I ever came in here, I didn't know that's what they did, so I stood at that window for probably 10 minutes, and my mom had to yank me away because I was like, this is so cool, because you don't really get a chance to see how people make their food because it's normally behind hidden walls.
Krispy Kreme makes more than 40 varieties of donuts. To commemorate Krispy Kreme's 75-year milestone, this month the company will introduce 3 different birthday donuts. Also, several events are being planned across the country. Chief Marketing Officer at Krispy Kreme, Dwayne Chambers.
The Glaze the Nation Tour is really an opportunity for us to take our 1960 flexible Starliner bus around the country. Part of this brand, and a significant part of the brand, is around kind of people's feelings and emotions around the brand. And we're estimating we'll make about 500 stops in about 200 days.
Fans of the donuts can also sign an online birthday card, share their stories, and upload pictures to the company's website. This weekend, Krispy Kreme is planning a big birthday party downtown and a family festival in Old Salem, where a plaque will be placed to commemorate the first Krispy Kreme store. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.